My name is Danny Olson. For as long as I can remember, my life has been good. I've grown up with a loving family. I have a wonderful wife and dog, good health, and opportunities I know many people don't get. I haven't had major setbacks or losses within my family yet, and I know that makes me really fortunate. But honestly, it also leaves me with a strange sense of guilt. Why do others experience such deep pain and loss while my path has been fairly smooth? Why does suffering seem to be handed out so unevenly? Growing up around here, my life revolved around music. My parents could tell you, I spent hours in the basement playing guitar and about zero on homework. Somehow, that love of music turned into a way to make a living, and I'm grateful for that. Music has always been the way I've expressed myself, and it's where I feel the most alive. At the same time, I was confirmed in the Lutheran Church and spent years on a worship team. But looking back, it mostly felt like I was just playing music. I didn't understand the deeper heart of Christianity or what worship was really about. My understanding of faith was surface level, a diluted picture of what the cross truly represented. I thought that by showing strength, success, and resilience, along with kindness, I was being a good Christian. But I see now that I had it backwards. A little over a year ago, I joined the worship team here at Timberwood, thanks to some persistent nudging from Arlen and Heather, my mother-in-law. Things began to shift for me around this time. With the quiet, steady encouragement of my wife and the example set by my mother-in-law, Heather, who has led a long and faithful walk with Christ, I started to feel a presence I hadn't paid attention to before. Some time passed, and I believe that for the first time, I was in a position, a strong position, to allow the Spirit of God to work within me. And ultimately, this team became life-giving through Christ, and even more than that, I began to feel at home in this body of Timberwood. It has been here I've learned how Christ shows up in the overlooked, in the underprivileged, and the ones carrying heavy burdens. They are called blessed, and I began to realize that wasn't me. My easy life didn't mean I was closer to God. I realized it was, in fact, the opposite. It's been here that I've learned how to take the gift of music and point it back towards Christ. My call is to serve, not just to play. I'll never forget one Sunday a few months ago, we were leading Great Are You, Lord. During the chorus, I took out one of my in-ear monitors just to listen. The congregation's voices rose together singing, "It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, all the earth will shout your praise." In that moment, time stood still. The Spirit of God was moving through his people, and I was in awe of it. Hearing so many voices united in praise, trusting God, was absolutely chilling in the best way. My heart was full, and that simple memory brings a smile to my face. Timberwood Church is a place where all are welcome, and yet my heart aches for those who have been hurt by a church or who simply don't have a church family. I find myself again wondering why some people have to carry that kind of pain, as it certainly isn't fair. It does make me all the more grateful for the loving, accepting community I found here. Timberwood truly loves people. As I look ahead, I know loss and hardship will eventually come. And when it does, my prayer is that I'll feel God's love and presence just as strongly as I do now, through his Spirit, his people, and through this church. And I believe I will, because what I've found here has given me confidence that I won't face those moments alone, but rooted in him. Thank you.